Number 31, spaced repetition. This is simply the idea that when you make positive declarations of to yourself, your dehypnotizing statements or positive ones, I'm learning to spell, I'm becoming a bold soul winner. When you begin to say those things to yourself, it begins to change your mindset. But you don't just do it once and expect it to change. You must constantly repeat. You see, we make repeated declarations of faith in our culture all the time. Every culture has them. You know, we a bird in hand is worth... You can finish it, can't you? Or we say, if you don't put anything into it, you can finish it, get anything out of it. The easiest way is seldom the best way. Well, you get what you pay for. You see, when a culture constantly affirms, makes those declarations of itself, they become a part of the culture's mindset or psyche, and we believe those things. That's the whole idea down through history, most of history, when we made affirmations of faith. The idea was, as we do this week in and week out, we believe it more deeply. It's why we sing certain songs over and over again, and why songs probably have more influence on us than preaching. Because those songs just dig in a spaced repetition over and over again till it becomes a part of our subconscious psyche of what we believe. That's what spaced repetition is. It is giving yourself affirmations. Saying good things about yourself and positive things about yourself to yourself, written down, read yourself, with time between it. So you have them written out and you read them. You might read them in the morning. You might read them again at lunchtime. Keep them in your pocket. And when you get home from work, you might read them again. And after dinner, you might glance down again. And before you go to bed, you may read them. Or you might keep them in your car and watch it. See, that's that whole thing of Deuteronomy chapter 6, where it talks about talk about these with your kids while you sit down and when you walk and as you lie down and when you get them up, get up and write them on the doorpost. See, that's that what that was. It was a spaced repetition. Horace Mann says, habits are the cables controlling us. We weave them one strand at a time. You can get into the habit of spaced repetition, one little strand at a time, speaking to yourself the kinds of things the Lord wants to say to you. I can be a soul winner. I am a godly person as I read God's word and pray every day, as I spend time. I am growing closer to Jesus Christ as you begin constantly affirming these things to yourself. I am a good speaker or a good preacher. I'm a great Sunday school teacher. As you begin talking to yourself this way in space-time, you take off that ceiling that's been keeping you from becoming all God really meant you to be.